This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I recently went to see a play in Woolloomooloo, and in the two blocks I walked from my car to the theatre, I passed around 20 homeless men bedded down for the night. It was a bit of a shock to me to see so many people sleeping rough. And the truth is, we often don't give much thought to the homeless in our city until winter comes and we realise that it's a tough time of year to be on the streets. Kate Souden recently gave a talk at TEDx The Rocks on rethinking homelessness, and she joins me today to share her ideas. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
I doubt if most people give much thought to the homeless. What do you think are some of the most common misconceptions that people have about homelessness?
Oh, that's easy. It's that it doesn't happen to you. But really, the misconception is that it really can happen to anybody. If you think that, especially Australians in this climate with this amount of debt, anybody can be 1 or 2 months away from homelessness if you lose your paycheck. Yeah, I would say that's the number one misconception.
Okay. What's the biggest problem that a homeless person faces?
I would say becoming invisible. So once you drop over to the other side, if you like, there's an invisible wall that's created between the rest of society that's bumbling along in employment and, you know, having support networks around them. And suddenly you find yourself on the other side and no one can see you anymore because you've lost all of the support network around you and you're suddenly completely disconnected. So being able to reach over the other side and get out of that cycle of homelessness, which can lead to depression and other mental illnesses, or can lead to problems with the law if you really don't have any money and you have to get some money, you might, you know. So yeah. That leads to a continual cycle.
And so what have you learned about how people can, I guess, break through that wall or make a pathway sort of back to the rest of society?
Well, I suppose what I've learned is it's really not just up to them. It's really equally up to us on the inside of the wall to create doors and to create a space where we can actually reach out and help and bring them back equally as they want to come back to us. So that's why we thought that it would be a great idea to use technology to create that space.
Now, this is really original and interesting. I mean, you've created an app to help the homeless. It seems, Kate, a little counterintuitive. We don't think of homeless people as necessarily, you know, all having smartphones. So how did this Going Home app come to be?
Well, actually, it was just one of those amazing moments where we just had an opportunity and grabbed onto it. It was through a company called Alive Mobile, and they hosted an appathon. They asked not-for-profits to come and pose a question that could be resolved via a mobile app, and developers all across Sydney came together and listened to these issues and chose a project. And well, I got two amazing developers and IT project managers that worked with me on the concept of creating an app to host all and any homeless services that someone could need should they find themselves homeless or at risk.
So how does it actually work?
Well, it works like a mobile database. So on the app, we've identified 9 key areas that a person could need when they're in the midst of that crisis. Mm-hmm. So it's about connecting someone to the right service at the right time that they need it.
And how do homeless people access this? You know, do homeless people have mobile phones?
Well, yes, actually, anecdotally, they do. There's no clear research that's been done on the topic, but as myself and other social workers have experienced, there is a high percentage, anecdotally, of those who are homeless who have phones, because it is inherently the last thing that you give up. I can imagine that you feel quite naked without your phone, because I know I do. So, yes, but there are 4 user groups, really, that we're targeting. We're targeting the homeless, yep, and they're able to use it to connect their services. But we're also targeting social workers who can use it and make their job more efficient for wherever they are, helping whoever they need to help at the time, at the moment that they're helping them. But it can also be those within our community that are really standing on the edge of the precipice, looking down at homelessness in crisis and at risk, that can be connected to someone that might be able to help them and actually stop them from becoming homeless. Or it can be the rest of us in the community that can help anyone in our community in crisis, or it might be as simple as walking along George Street and seeing somebody who is homeless and feeling empowered that you can lift out your little mobile here and say, hi, how are you? Break that disconnection by treating them like a human being and saying, can I make a call for you? I've got this app and I've got all these services. Maybe I could make a call for you now. We've done the pilot last year, so it's now available on the Android platform. You can download it now. It's called Going Home if you have an Android phone. And if not, then it will be up on the iOS platform at the beginning of National Homeless Persons Week.
Fantastic. Okay, and when's that? When's Homeless Persons Week?
It begins on the 4th of August.
Fantastic. All right, Kate, thanks for filling us in and congratulations on your good work.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Kate Souden. Her TEDx talk on rethinking homelessness will be available to view online. You need to go to tedxtherocks.org. Now, it's not up there yet, but hopefully it will appear soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.